Indeed, in Soeke, in Shitungweza, one of the items is that where we launched our community dialogue or our public dialogues with the community, focusing mainly on the new progressive provisions in the Constitution, particularly the Bill of Rights. We are trying to build the capacity of citizens through rights literacy. That's the program that we started today. So we feel that these unique public dialogues are focusing on the right to water, the right to health, the right to education, the right to food, including right to shelter and citizenship, together with the freedom of association, freedom of expression of the media. We believe that this will increase awareness on key rights which are provided for in the new constitution.
What do you seek to achieve through these public meetings?
We intend to enhance the capacity of Zimbabweans or even HRDs to incorporate these principles of human rights and the rule of law in their advocacy work. We also feel that information is power. We are trying to contribute to an empowered citizenry which appreciates and understands the rights of people. We think that we can conscientize Zimbabweans and improve their rights literacy.
How was this received by the people you met today?
We encountered an engaging community in Soeke. We were so impressed by their contributions, their inquiries, which they brought to us. It was quite encouraging that people, to a certain extent, really appreciate their rights, but we hope that by this contribution, people can be able to affect their rights. That's what we simply just want the people of Zimbabwe to do.